In the Gaza Strip today, an Israeli missile strike killed one militant from the Islamist Hamas movement and wounded more than two dozen other Palestinians. It was the sixth Israeli missile strike in less than 2 weeks. Israeli officials said again that the attacks will continue until the Palestinian Authority cracks down on Hamas and other militant groups. Also today, a new Israeli report sharply criticized the Israeli police for the shooting deaths of 13 Israeli Arabs during pro-Palestinian demonstrations 3 years ago. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In October 2000, Israeli police used live ammunition during violent demonstrations by Israeli Arabs days after the current wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence began. Today, in a report on the killings more than 800 pages long, an Israeli government commission of inquiry found that police commanders committed serious errors of judgment. The panel, headed by a Supreme Court justice, found that some of the police actions stemmed from prejudice against Arabs and recommended the dismissal of several top officers. There were also harsh words for then-Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, but the report did not recommend any sanctions against him. Representatives of Israel's Arab community, which is about 18% of the country's population, said they were disappointed with the report. Azmi Bashara is an Arab member of Israel's parliament.
All the rest that we heard from the conclusions did not include a recommendation to bring people to justice, people who killed 13 citizens. 13 citizens were killed, and the police did not investigate yet one suspect.
But Israeli police spokesman Gil Kleiman says the police have responded to the criticism.
We did change our doctrines as far as the use of rubber bullets. We changed our doctrines with regard to non-lethal weapons and crowd control. We spent a lot of money in order to buy and purchase non-lethal or less lethal riot control gear. So things have changed immensely.
But Azmi Bashara says that since the bloodshed 3 years ago, another 14 Israeli Arabs have been killed by Israeli security forces in various incidents. Representatives of the families of some of those killed said they were also disappointed with the results of the Israeli inquiry. At a news conference, family members sat holding pictures of the victims. Rasmia Ali Shaban said her 21-year-old nephew was killed soon after earning his university degree and announcing his engagement. They killed a dream, she said, and they killed the whole family. Abu Shaban said she did not believe Israel's Arab citizens could ever achieve full equality in a Jewish state. Since the killings 3 years ago, the rift between Israel's Jewish and Arab citizens has deepened. One Israeli Arab carried out a suicide bombing, and several dozen others have been arrested on suspicion of involvement in terrorist acts. Israel's president today said he hoped the report would encourage Jewish and Arab citizens to overcome their differences. But prominent members of Israel's Arab community said the report let the Israeli government off the hook too easily. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.